Thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Welcome back. It's another week. Urban Sports Scene. I'm here with Super Producer, Super Engineer. I'm just trying to impersonate Will.
No, you sounded like him. Well, I thought it was Will.
Will, he called out sick at the last minute, which is against the rules.
Especially
when it comes to podcast. It's not a job.
Especially when it's your plan to have a fantasy football segment pretty much for the whole show.
Fantasy football discussion.
That's the
That's Will T texting me now, actually.
Ray's on the clock.
Teach me how to Dougie. Somebody just actually emailed me that on my phone, if you heard that go off. Anyway, welcome to Urban Sports Scene. It's another week. Say the same thing Will says. I didn't do it on purpose that time. Wally and Ray, rolling solo, two of the three members. Four, if we're looking for somebody, if you're interested, hey, send your resume to change.da.game6@gmail.com. Each and every show, we get kicked off with the pregame. In terms of Shanahan choosing...
Using my patented word, I like that.
Mike Shanahan chose Grossman over John Beck. Not a surprise for a lot of us. I actually thought Grossman would be the starter. You see the gut he has. He has the cardiovascular endurance, evidently. So, while you're a big Redskins fan, get this thing started, man.
But, yeah, I'm not surprised. Well, I'm surprised. I actually thought that, you know, Beck was really Shanahan's guy. But I think we look into the, in terms of the performance, the performance of John Beck and Grossman. Grossman played better against ones and then compared to Beck. Beck played good against some of the second stringers, and actually his last game of preseason, he played poorly against the third stringer. So it looked to me, if you look at it for what it was, Grossman outplayed Beck in the preseason. Just amazing to me how some Redskins fans can still say that Beck outplayed Grossman.
A lot of people disagree with that.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel like they were pretty even and that Shanahan has just been stringing people along.
Well, this thing about some of the fans, it's just that I think they were way more impressed with what Beck had to say in the offseason and, you know, him showing, like, that leadership role. It's my team, took all the snaps. I'm going to organize some workouts with the players. And people fell in love with that. And the problem is, if you really look at the value of what happened on the field, Rex Grossman played against the Pittsburgh Steelers ones and produced well. Beck played against the Colts. They're ones who's not a good defense, who don't care, who don't really play hard in preseason, and did decent. Then he played against the Ravens and did struggle against the Ravens' first team, really. He struggled against the Ravens' first team. Grossman had a touchdown drive, and like I said in another show, he hit Santana twice on one drive for a touchdown, which Santana, you know, dropped one and caught another touchdown.
Yeah, well, I think the debate is over for now. Eventually, we may see John Beck, depending on what happens in the season. Y'all play Arizona week two, right?
Arizona? I have no idea who we play week two. I have to check it out.
I believe it's the Cardinals.
Moving
on. Thursday night, the season opens. Green Bay, New Orleans, rematch of the last two Super Bowl champions. A lot of people are picking Green Bay already, although people say the Saints are getting ready to rebound this year from the season they had and disappointing loss. The Marshawn Lynch run gets replayed over and over again. Drew Brees apparently motivated. They like Mark Ingram. They have a running game now. That's what they lacked last year, according to a lot of people. So it's going to be an interesting game. I'm rooting for Green Bay.
The Packers are Green Bay.
I don't have any particular interest in the game as far as from a fan standpoint. I'm a Falcons fan, of course, and I want to see both of them lose, but obviously I have to pick somebody. So I'm going to roll with Green Bay. I like Aaron Rodgers. We have the same last name.
I like Green Bay. The Packers have a lot of wide receivers, and I don't think New Orleans secondary is pretty weak to me, other than I think it was Jenkins. Jenkins is his name?
I don't know.
The safety for the Saints?
I have no idea.
He went to Ohio State. I want to say Jenkins. I'm sure I'm wrong, though. Well, Malcolm or one or the other. Malcolm Jenkins or Jenkins Malcolm, whatever.
Malcolm Jenkins, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Ohio State, yeah.
Yeah,
he got drafted second round last
Malcolm
year.
Malcolm Jenkins.
You like him?
He's good. He's a good safety. He's physical. So I think Green Bay, like I said, they have way more wide receivers. They have a lot of wide receivers, and the Saints secondary is weak, and Aaron Rodgers is going to light him up.
Another person, Sean Rodgers, who also has the same last name as I do, bears the same last name, he is supposed to make an impact on the New Orleans Saints defense. I'm struggling today, man. You got to bear with me.
I'm drinking Gatorade right now, chilling and trying to do this myself. Will T, you know.
What impact is Rodgers going to have? Because apparently the Saints were easy to run on last year, according to most people. Now, I saw them twice against my Falcons. And the Turner had a good game the first game. The second game, they played pretty good defense against our run game, which is one of the best in the NFL last season. So, I say our run game. I'm sorry, the Falcons' run game. So, maybe they didn't need a big adjustment. You play the Panthers, who had a good running game 2 years ago. And then at least Tampa Bay, LeGarrette Blount did have two big games against New Orleans. So maybe they did need some adjustment. Sean Rodgers does not help you out, in my opinion, though. He's out of shape most of the time. He's not motivated.
Well, it gives him an opportunity to have two big D tackles in the middle. You have Cedric Ellis, who's pretty good, and you put Sean Rodgers beside him. So you have two formidable run stoppers in that line because they usually blitz a lot to try to stop the run. This way, they might not need to blitz as much. So it was a good sign. Will it really produce, you know, on the field? We'll see.
College football opened up this weekend. We don't even have that on our production notes, unfortunately, because we want to focus on fantasy football. But it's time to let loose, relax ourselves a little bit, because I feel like I'm a little uptight starting this show off. So, what were the storylines from college football? Notre Dame losing, obviously, was a big storyline. LSU beating Oregon, which we predicted. Will T didn't show up probably because of that, because he made that awful prediction. And then what was the other one? Help me out. Was it Garcia coming off the bench for South Carolina? Was that a big storyline?
No, not really. Not really. I'm trying to think. Maryland beating.
Maryland was the other one. Okay, yeah. At least around here. Maryland, who played a depleted Miami team, but the fans are so excited. On the radio here today, they're saying, "Well, O'Brien is a
he look good.
A first."
He look good. And you know, I don't
they're
like
saying
Maryland.
He's the next great quarterback. They're hoping he stays. Sison. They say he's the best since Boomer Esiason. Sean Hill was pretty good, by the way.
Man, I hear a little bit. I don't know.
Now he's a sophomore. I guess that's why people are so excited.
Is it sophomore?
Yeah.
Freshman last year?
Yeah.
He
struggled last year. Remember against Miami last year? They lost late.
Maryland,
you don't watch Maryland
football? I don't catch the turf.
All right, well, maybe I shouldn't have talked about it.
I watched that Miami game. He looked good.
But you know what? I'm sick of the hype. They referred to the crowd as a raucous crowd last night. It was 52,000 people. That's half of what you can get into the big house.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, for a Maryland football game, I will...
It's not like the turf's back.
I will agree in some sense. But... Maryland football, calm down a bit. West Virginia is a better test than Miami in 2 weeks. So let's see what happens. Let's see if the fans, the faith will come out. But one thing I will agree with, or two things I guess now, fans would have left that game last year if it was raining that hard outside. That's how irrelevant Maryland football is. Randy Etzel didn't make a big difference. You know what? He didn't excite me. I'm sorry.
My whole thing is I want to see if they're going to have the
Mike
same.
Leach would have been a better
I think it's, you know me.
They call me Mike Leach.
But... My thing is I want to see if they don't carry that same style of offense to against their next opponent, because it seems that since Miami lost a lot of starters on defense, they want to have that fast-paced offense. I want to see if they're going to have that same style against another team, or was it just because Miami didn't have that many players on defense?
Tight end look good. If you don't fix the red zone issues, Florida State's going to kill you.
And they need to fix this issue, too. I don't know how they recruit their wide receivers. But obviously, it's a hands problem for all the wide receivers that ever come to Maryland. Hayward Bay, Smith in Baltimore, and the two guys that they had in that game, I don't know the name of them, but they had one.
Yeah, he dropped the touchdown.
He dropped the touchdown pass, and then they dropped some earlier. It's pathetic. They need to get some hands, get some sticky glue or whatever, and get it going.
We do not do college football justice on this show. I've been saying it for a long time. We're going to, though.
This year,
eventually, hopefully. This was opening week. Did we talk about it last week? We did. Not in great detail. We talked a lot about Jordan Jefferson and all that stuff.
We talked about the other games, like my Michigan Wolverines, who did
win. By the way, on ESPN, did you catch Pollock and Palmer? Pretty good show. David Pollock's skinny now, though. He's lost all his muscle mass. David Pollock, remember him from Georgia? Ended up playing for the Bengals, got hurt.
Yeah,
and Jesse Palmer, he's been on ESPN for a while now. They have their own show now. It's pretty good.
Really?
You should catch it.
I will.
Let's go back to the NFL. We have 2 minutes left in the pregame. Peyton Manning, doubtful for the season open. That's the biggest story today. 233 to be exact.
I love your transitions, man. I love how you did that, man. It's great.
I have a fantasy draft, by the way, that I'm getting ready to draft number 9 in, so I might have a little more time. I actually can announce some of these picks on air, so maybe we'll take the pregame a little bit further than 2 minutes and 33 seconds. But
no, probably not.
2:15 at this point.
We'll commercial break out this anyway. So
okay.
But,
all right, Peyton Manning. it's obvious he's the best quarterback in the league. A lot of people finally admit today he's better than Tom Brady. He means more to his team.
That was obvious.
But a lot of people didn't think that.
Matt Castle proved that point already.
There you go. Might be Belichick, actually. You got a good young quarterback behind him.
Yeah.
And Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, Peyton Manning. I don't think it's that serious.
I want to ask a question because I was looking at Pittsburgh's backup quarterback situation, too.
Yes, it's dicey.
They have Oregon's ex-quarterback. What's his name? Dennis Dixon.
Yeah, he's third.
He's good.
He's in third. He's in third.
Batch is like fourth, right? Because Byron Leftwich is second.
He's out for the season.
Byron Leftwich is? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got Dennis Dixon at third or second, whatever, Charlie Batch. But how come the Redskins didn't try to go after Dennis Dixon? Dennis Dixon is a baller.
I would love for them to go after Dennis Dixon. I ever heard rumors that some people are trying to say the Redskins might go after...
We didn't say anything about Peyton Manning, by the way.
I know. He's done now. Dave Gerard.
That's ridiculous.
You know, if Shanahan didn't like Don McNabb, chances are he won't like David Garrard. I can throw that one out.
Well, we've been all over the place. The middle left. My draft's getting ready to start. I'll update you on what's going on. We come back for commercial. Hopefully, we'll be more organized, more prepared. Will T, it's all your fault, man.
Urban Sports Team.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Ray Rogers of the Urban Sports Scene. And recently, Will T and I set out on a mission to see what the people think of our show. All right, there's Mike Wilbon right there. Wilbon, what you think of our show, dog?
I should say the next It's the Big Thing.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. We feel the same way. Coach Rivers, Doc Rivers. There's Doc Rivers. Go ahead, Will T. Get an interview with him.
Coach Rivers, how do you feel about Ray no longer being the host of the Urban Sports Scene?
I mean, Ray, he was absolutely sensational.
Yeah, I feel the same way, man. I thought I was great as the host, but it's all good. Big ups to my man, Fish. There's Alvin Gentry, man. Coach Gentry, what you think about Fish being the host of the Urban Sports Team?
I've always been a big fan of his.
Oh, so you're familiar with him before the Urban Sports Team when he was host of the Mac Fish Show?
But no, I'm not saying that, okay? No.
So what are you saying? Anyway, man, let's move on. There's President Obama. Obama, my man Will T here, he dissed World Cup, man. What you think about him dissing World Cup?
He's a jackass.
Keep it locked to the Urban Sports Team because you never know who's listening.
Just finished my fantasy draft. Y'all have no idea how long that commercial break really was. But I hope you enjoyed the commercial. I am the host, unfortunately, today.
Yes, you are. You're doing a swell job there, Ray Rod.
I'm trying, man. Actually, I'm not in it. My head's not in it. You know, I got to get my head back in the game, man. I feel like Tebow right now. A lot of expectations. I'm a good guy, a Christian guy. What's going on? I'm struggling. Will T's not here. He's not Kyle Lorton. We don't have a person that goes in front of me, though, do we?
Huh?
Do we have a first string host? Oh,
yeah, your first string.
No, I'm not.
Will
Grossman is. And you know what?
I'm practice squad.
Will, I know you're listening. The way you canceled on us today, you texted us kind of late, said I can't make the show. So Sunday morning, if I feel like I don't want to get up, then
you know it's hard.
The whole triathlon thing might go out the window for me, man. Yeah. Although I want to support you, I'm not gonna lie. I do want to support you, I promise.
Yeah, they need to listen to the show.
Seeing you in a water suit kind of scares me a little bit. School diving in the Potomac River, that's not a good look, man.
It's crazy.
I plan on looking at the Martin Luther King Memorial when I come downtown. A lot of controversy.
What controversy?
About the quote that's on it.
What quote's on it?
They put a paraphrase of a quote that was supposed to go in there, so they weren't supposed to do that.
Oh, they put the whole thing.
Yeah, so it's a lot of controversy. Anyway, I want to support you, Will. 7 o'clock in the morning. It is early.
Yeah, we know how I am in the morning. It don't work.
We will
be there, though. I'm still going to be there. Got to support the USS.
We will see. Fantasy football, I just drafted in a league. I'm pretty happy. You got Michael Turner, Michael Vick, Vincent Jackson, Colston. Ocho Cinco's on my bench at this point. Steve Smith, receiver. I drafted Darren Sproles. I want to hear what people think about that. Change.da.game6@gmail.com is our email address. And also catch us on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook. Just search Urban Sports Scene.
You're mad now.
Today is a show about fantasy football, supposedly. Top 5 receivers, top 5 running backs. Let's go rookies, though, to start off. Who are the top 5 offensive rookies? Because unless you have defense, what do you call it? Individual players. I don't really have. I never played in that league. So we're going to go to top 5 fantasy rookies.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to say A.J. Green. I think A.J. Green has an opportunity to be an explosive wide receiver. For what I saw in a preseason, he looked good. He gets open, runs good routes. Andy Dalton needs a guy to go to. Obviously, I think the tight end Gresham will be a good play for Andy Dalton, but I think Andy Dalton's going to need a big play wide receiver. And Gresham already, at a young age, seems like he has the skills to be a top flight number one wide receiver in the NFL. So I'm gonna go with AJ Green first.
Okay. Number one on my list. Now I could be biased and go Julio Jones since I'm a Falcons fan. I'm not going to do that. I want to go either Mark Ingram, who I didn't want to draft in fantasy just because of division purposes, although I took Colson. So either Mark Ingram, or I'm going to go with a quarterback. Blaine Gabbert looks like he may be number two. Eventually will be number one, but I can't make him number one. Mark Ingram will get a lot of touches, but I think Sproles will be better, so I can't go either one of those. Jake Locke, I'm going to go with Jake Locke at number one. He's going to put up some numbers. He's going to get opportunity.
So you think he'll take a Hasselbeck job down the road?
I think so. Matt Hasselbeck gets hurt.
Oh, I don't think Hasselbeck's that good anyway, period.
He gets hurt quite often.
At his current state, I don't think he's that high. I don't think he's that good of a quarterback at his current state. So you have a Locker.
I'll go Locker number one.
All right. Number two, I would go with who is my number two guy? My number two guy probably Julio Jones. I think Julio Jones will have a good season playing alongside of Roddy White. So he's gonna have an opportunity to get single coverage, and he's an explosive wide receiver getting single coverage. You're gonna have Michael Turner for play at Michael Turner, who'll get 100 yards anytime they decide to run the ball. Often, and with that play action, you can get Julio Jones man up single coverage with probably the second best cornerback on any team, and I'll take my chance with Julio Jones against your second best cornerback.
All right, number two, I'm gonna go Cam Newton. Cam Newton's getting the opportunity right now. What prevents me from putting him at number one is, again, it's a division rival. But we forget about Steve Smith. You made the point during the commercial break. If Jake DeLone can throw to him, why can't Cam Newton? So Cam Newton, that's number two, self-explanatory. He's going to get some running yards, too.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Number three for me would probably be Mark Ingram. I think Mark Ingram has a good opportunity to be a good big running back in that system. Like I said, they spread the thing that's good about the.
Hold on, you didn't pick your number two yet? Yeah. Julio Jones number two.
Yeah,
number
three. Mark Ingram for me. I think that it's a good opportunity in terms of, because the Saints like to run, they have a power running game, and Mark Ingram fits that style. So I think his one cut and go, he's not overly flashy, but he'll hit the hole. He reminds me a little bit of Emmitt Smith. So I think Mark.
Yeah, he's been drawing a lot of comparison to Emmitt Smith. Yeah, he's like bigger Smith. Though. He runs a little harder.
Yeah, he runs like Emmitt Smith. So I like Mark Ingram to be my number, my third best rookie offensive player.
Mark Ingram, that's a cop out though. We're not naming nobody really out the box. I mean, Jake Locke, I think, was out the box.
We're talking about stars. We gotta get fans actually.
Oh, fantasy will. That's true. Fantasy numbers. But it's a long season though.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy Mark Ingram has an opportunity.
He's sharing that backfield with a lot of people.
Well, you just said like
Mike Bell was back there still.
What you said, he's better than Mike Bell. But you said like the main person I thought that would probably take snaps away from him would be Pierre Thomas. He's coming. He's gradually getting back into getting healthy. I mean, and Ivory, if they still have Ivory, but I think that they drafted high to get Mark Ingram. They traded away Reggie Bush, so obviously they want to feature this kid sometime down the road. And I'm imagining it. That since he's a running back, he can get featured, you know, pretty early.
Well, I'm going to stick with the quarterback trend at number four and go Blaine Gabbert. Now, Blaine Gabbert, Cam Newton, Jake Locke, these are three people who are not going to start at the beginning of the season. Well, Cam Newton is. However, this is my favorite word, by the way. They'll start.
I said in terms already.
Blaine Gabbert is going to get an opportunity. All these people are going to. You got to see what your young people got at some point during the season. So I'll go Blaine Gabbert. Three quarterbacks out of the four. Who was my other pick?
I thought you only had all three quarterbacks. You had Locker.
Cam Newton. Oh, this is my third pick. Oh, okay, yeah. So it's three quarterbacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like Blaine Gabbert to get some playing time eventually. You got to see what he got.
For my four, my
pick him up for late in the season. Playoff games, you're going to need one of these guys. Cam Newton might be valuable in the playoffs.
No, I think he'd be very valuable. I think, like I said, I told you earlier, I think that Cam Newton can be effective as a rookie quarterback with the Carolina Panthers. That's why I have him at four. I think if you look at what Cam Newton can do compared to like a Jake DeLone, all he did pretty much that year they even went to the Super Bowl was he handed the ball off to Steven Davis and Foster. Back then, now they still have a two-headed monster now with D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart. So I think you'll have Cam Newton doing a lot. He'll hand the ball off a lot, and they'll use play action to hit Steve Smith, who is still one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. He didn't play a lot last year due to injury, but that was it, though. That was the only reason why.
Okay, okay. Make it more better now. All right, go ahead. Who's your number four?
That was my number four.
Who?
Cam Newton. You hear what I said?
Oh, okay. Cam Newton's your number four? That's interesting. Were you going to say that originally?
Who, Cam Newton?
Is your number four? Okay, so let's recap yours real quick.
All right, my number one was A.J. Green, Julio Jones.
I'm just comparing them.
Mark Ingram and Cam Newton.
All right, I'm going to go Julio Jones number four then.
That's it?
Yeah, because Julio Jones is going to have the opportunity. And, see, Harry Douglas is going to be sleepy. He's not worth drafting in fantasy. I'll go to that when we get to sleepers. We'll go sleepers next. Harry Douglas is going to be a sleeper. He's going to get a lot of balls thrown his way. Trust me. No homo. He'll get a lot of footballs thrown his way. So I'm going to go Julio Jones because he's going to be used in the end of rounds a lot of different ways. What do you call it? Wildcat. Although Atlanta's not a Wildcat type of team. But look out for Julio Jones in many capacities in Atlanta. I didn't even say AJ Green yet. AJ Green might be my fifth right there.
I know. I'm trying to think of a fifth, actually. There's a guy, I forgot his name, though. He plays for the Packers. Oh, God. He went to Kentucky. What's his name? Yes, and there goes the horn. Jesus. What is his name? Oh, my God. It's like I'm going to look it up. He plays for the Packers. The Packers drafted him to compete with Jordy Nelson and James Jones. I think he's going to have a good season with Aaron Rodgers. Cobb. It's Cobb. Yeah, Cobb. He's a return man. He runs good routes. They're highly impressed with him in training camp. So I think Cobb will be probably the fifth best rookie in terms of fantasy. He's a sleeper. He's definitely a sleeper. You can sleep on him if you want to.
Well, I've said a bunch of sleepers so far. So, last but not least, I'm going to go to A.J. Green. I got him on every fantasy team so far that I've drafted. So,
good job, A.J. Green.
That's number five, yeah.
But why do you want to get A.J. Green?
I know. Why? You're trying to think of your fifth. I understand. Right, keep it going.
Cobb was my fifth.
No, that was your fourth, wasn't it?
Nah, that's my fifth.
Who was your fourth?
Cam Newton.
He was your fourth?
Yeah, Cam Newton was my fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was your third.
No, my third was Mark Ingram.
Why do I want A.J. Green?
Yeah.
Who else do they have? The Bengals, a receiver.
A receiver? Nobody else.
And he gets open. He's fast. Well, they have Caldwell, who was a sleeper last year.
They still have him?
Yeah.
Well, not Shipley. Reshaped. They got Shipley.
Jordan Shipley.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good.
He was good last year. He had a good year. For a rookie?
What do you think?
He was a good slot receiver.
How many passes did he have?
We gotta look it up. I know he had a good season. Productive. Yeah, just email us or tweet us at Urban Sports. How about them apples?
Alright, let's go.
You put on the spot.
Let's move on your top five sleepers because that one didn't really help people. To be honest, I tried to go outside the box and pick Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert. You went safe, Mark Ingram, Cam Newton. All
you can't. Those are not helping.
Bunch of obvious people.
Those are good. You
no, it's a long season. Playoff time comes. You're going to need some people who want to get some playing time.
Some guys won't even play for real that you name. They might not even play.
When it comes late in the season, injuries, playoff time.
Locker might not play at all. And I like Locker.
All right, let's go sleepers. Top five sleepers. Who's your number one sleeper?
See, my number one sleeper.
I'll go first if you need to.
Yeah, please, because I don't.
Kevin Carr was my number one sleeper. He's a sleeper. He isn't high. Matthew Stafford. Kyle Orton has been going before him, which he should maybe. But he's a starting quarterback, and he has Larry Fitzgerald as receiver.
That's a good one, I guess. You know what I mean? That's a good one. I'm trying to think. Okay, I got one. Lee Evans will be my number one sleeper.
Baltimore.
It seems like Joe Flacco had a good rapport with him in preseason. Better rapport than compared to Anquan Boldin. So I'm going to go with Lee Evans. He's a deep threat. He always gets open. And Anquan Boldin will garner most of the attention anyway at that wide receiving position.
Number two, I'm going to go with Early Doucet, Arizona Cardinals. I'm sticking with the Cardinal theme here. You got Larry Fitzgerald, who everybody talks about. Steve Breaston, who's more of a slot receiver.
Oh, he's not there anymore.
He's not? Steve Breaston?
Kansas City.
Oh, my bad. Okay, Early Doucet. That makes my point even better. Thank you.
Yeah. Secondly, I'm going to go with who I want to go with? There's so many. I'm going to go with Chad Henne. I think he's been blasted in Miami, you know, for his erratic play. But what I saw in preseason, I saw a good rapport with him and Brandon Marshall. It seems that he's really getting along with Reggie Bush. They're getting a nice little rapport. Because we watched Chad Henning in Michigan, he likes to dump the ball off. And Reggie Bush, who, you know, in open field is a dangerous player in the open field, I think he'll be utilized well with Chad Henning and the Miami offense. So I think that's going to bode well for Chad Henning in terms of fantasy stats.
All right, third, I'm going to go Dante Stallworth because he still has the ability
if he plays
to be a 50 to 60 catch receiver in this league. Washington is very thin at receiver. Anthony Armstrong, who could be a sleeper also, we saw what he could do last year. Let's see what Stallworth can do in a new offense with a different quarterback this year.
Well, okay. I'm gonna go with the Redskins. I'm gonna go a different direction. I'm gonna go with their defense. I think their defense is going to be a big time sleeper. Last year was one of the worst defenses in the NFL. It did get some turnovers last year, but it was one of the worst defenses in terms of points allowed. This defense, if you look at preseason, is more aggressive. They're younger. They're hungrier. The scheme, they're actually got a nose tackle that they wanted. There's a lot going on in Redskin Park, especially with that defense. So, and that's not being a homer. That's just seeing something that I get to see every day on TV. So Redskin defense, definitely, I look at him as a big-time sleeper.
All right, where we at, number four?
Yeah.
Number four, I'm going to go with Harry Douglas. I said that earlier. Atlanta receiver. Now, this is somebody, again, who you're not going to draft, but he may be a free agent acquisition along with the Devon Besses of the world, who you can pick up if you're depleted at wide receiver. It's fast. 4.2 speed. You know, he tore his ACL the year before last. But if you watch him in preseason, he looked good. I hate to use that expression because preseason is preseason. Jamal Charles looked bad in that fourth game. So I don't take too much out of preseason. But Harry Douglas, as far as running routes, as far as speed, you can't replace speed, man, with well, Anquan Boldin proves you can do a little bit of both. But Harry Douglas, I don't need to make it long. And number five, I know what I'm going. I already know what I'm going, but I'll let you go.
I know it's a surprise. This will be a surprise, and this has got one of the best tight ends we've seen in a long time. But, you know, he's not talked about, especially in fantasy football. But Todd Heap, you know, Todd Heap is going to Arizona, going back home. I think he'll be good for Kevin Cobb. You know, he's reliable, especially in the red zone. He really had a real good season last year with the Baltimore Ravens. So I see Todd Heap being a big-time player in fantasy football. And I think, you know, if you see Todd Heap on the waiver wire, you have to pick him up. If you're lacking in tight end, he's definitely out there in free agency because I've seen him on multiple drafts not being drafted at all. So Todd Heap out there would be a good pick.
Last but not least, number five, the Houston Texans defense. They open up the season against a patentless Indianapolis Colts week two against a Colt McCoy team who I still don't respect out of Cleveland. No running game. And they played the Jaguars twice with who at quarterback? Exactly. They played the Tennessee Titans. They played the Tennessee Titans with who at quarterback? Exactly. Look out for the Houston Texans to have a big season on defense. Mario Williams, D'Amico Ryans. Need I say more?
That's not bad. I like that one, actually. I'm impressed with that one, Ray. This one, I am very impressed with.
Absolutely.
This is a biased one. Another Michigan guy. It's wild, you know. He leaves.
Chad Henning?
No. I already chose Chad Henning.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's wild, like, how when you leave an organization in Cleveland and you put up awesome wide receiver stats and you go to the Jets, who are a run happy team, people forget, you know, how good you can be. You know, even when he went to Miami, he showed flashes. But I'm gonna go with Braylon Edwards as a sleeper. It's amazing how, you know, this guy could be. If you in other leagues is down to the near bottom in terms of drafts, if he's drafted in some leagues. And, you know, Braylon Edwards is going to be the number one wide receiver in San Francisco. Regardless of who's throwing the ball, you're the number one target in terms of the wide receiver
position.
You know, he's going to have opportunities, especially in the red zone. So, Braylon Edwards, definitely to me, my final pick. I could have put him number one, but I didn't want to be biased. Braylon Edwards, my fifth best sleeper in fantasy football.
All right. Now, we've named sleepers at different positions, including defense. When we come back from commercial break, we'll go quarterbacks and running backs. Urban Sports Scene.
Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision? right now.
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm gonna smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
You can catch us on... My bad. Try to jump the trigger too fast. You can catch the Urban Sports Scene, any member of the Urban Sports Scene, on the Apple Jesus Radio Show each and every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit blogtalkradio.com/Apple Jesus. That's spelled APOGEEZS. And also on Thursday nights, blogtalkradio.com/WC Still a Fan. That's West Coast Still a Fan and Jersey Mike Jr. on the Sports Crib. Both great shows. Look forward to joining one of those. I haven't joined the Apple Jesus since we've started doing the show on April 22nd, 2010. So anyway, catch us on Thursday nights and Sundays, both at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, I want to apologize to Viv. I couldn't make Sunday's show. She was just busy. I got your tweet. I feel bad about it. I should be there next Sunday. Football season start. I still should be there next Sunday anyway, even with football season. It's not the Redskins playing, so I should make it. But yeah, you can listen to us. If you're not listening to us already on wally.podbean.com, we're also on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Speaking of Twitter, we have a couple of tweets referring to who are the top five best fantasy options. Brad on Sports has AP, Vic in this order, CJ, Jamal Charles, and Arian Foster. 365, 366 Inc. has Rogers, Foster, Andre Johnson, AP, and Roddy White. Thank you for commenting and tweeting us. We appreciate it. Keep doing it. Keep listening to us. Urban Sports Team for life.
All right, Rod. I was gonna say Roger. Sorry. Let's go running backs. I'm gonna go outside the box with this one. And these are my top five running backs. Obviously, you got your top two with Adrian Peterson and Chris Johnson. That's a lock for top two.
Not mine. That ain't mine.
All right, for me it is. They're in the top five though.
Yeah.
Can you agree?
I agree on
everybody. They're in top five. Okay, I love Michael Turner, but I'm not gonna put him there. I'm gonna put Sean Green number three. He's gonna surprise a lot of people starting this year. Sean Green had an off season last year, obviously because of the mercy of LT. LT's role is going to be diminished this year. Look out for Sean Green to have a big season. Sanchez continues to develop. I'm not a big Sanchez fan. Maybe that's why I'm putting Sean Green number three. I'm going to go back to number four, Michael Turner, and I'm going to go Matt Forte five.
That's your five?
Yep.
I have.
Dang, I miss Ray Rice, but I had.
Yeah,
you know,
it's all good. I have Adrian Peterson one. Ray Rice two, Chris Johnson three, only because Chris Johnson missed most of the camp.
No
Frank
beef.
Gore four and Rashad Mendenhall five.
Like that, can't argue. Yeah. I don't think there's no arguments either way.
But
so
don't get
me putting Sean Green in there is
a
big
I really
one.
Want to slide in Matt Forte just because I think he'll be catching the ball out the backfield and running it. But it's a lot of good running backs in fantasy football. I think this is probably one of the deepest in a while in terms of deepest running back class in fantasy football that I've been a part of.
Yeah, Felix Jones almost got into my top five, honestly. I'm worried about his durability throughout the season, which any running back, you can be concerned about that. Especially Felix Jones.
Yeah, Beanie Wells, same for me, man. I think Beanie Wells could sneak in my top five, but I think that, you know, there's nobody to compete with him for the
You
job.
Can say the same about anybody. Frank Gore.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Fred Jackson's a good player that I like. I have him on my bench. Because he's going to get a lot of carries. C.J. Spiller is going to be a Reggie Bush type back. It looks like, at least, in my opinion. Moving on, receivers. If you want to go first, receivers is more of a it's not about who is the top five. It's about where you rank them. I know you got Calvin number one.
Yeah.
A lot of people have Roddy White number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going Andre Johnson. Well, we talking fantasy, though. I'm sorry. Yeah. Fantasy. I'm going to let you go first. Go ahead.
All right. For me, I'm, you know, like you said, I'm going to have, I have Calvin 1.
Fantasy-wise?
Calvin Johnson 1. Okay. Larry Fitzgerald, Andre Johnson, Roddy White, and then Greg Jennings.
From a fantasy standpoint, listen to me closely. I'm going to go Roddy White 1 because Roddy White put up better numbers than everybody you mentioned just now last season.
They did. That's true.
I'm going to go number 2. Okay, we can't base it just off last season, though, because Brandon Lloyd will be at the top of the list if you base it off last season. Correct? Would yeah, you would you agree?
No, yeah.
Okay, I'm going Roddy White, Vincent Jackson, Wes Welker. Love him or hate him, a bad game for him is minimum 5 catches.
But
I mean at least 50 yards. I'm sorry, which will get you 50 points in most leagues. I'm going I got Roddy White, Vincent Jackson, Wes Welker. Those are my top 3. I'm going to go Fitzgerald because Fitzgerald has called this year, who I think is a much better quarterback than what he had last season. And fifth, it's a toss up. I'm going to go. I got to go Calvin. Can't disrespect that man like that. Andre Johnson, I like you, but fantasy.
Ooh,
fantasy. I like Greg Jennings for fantasy too.
But Andre Johnson's fantasy stats are way better than Wes Welker. Because Wes Welker, he doesn't score touchdowns. He gives you more. He's going to get a lot of passes.
Consistency.
But in terms of the all-around,
consistency.
The total outcome. Like, Wes Welker wasn't a good year last year fantasy-wise. Last year wasn't that good. So maybe the last, like, a couple games of the season.
He has a full off-season healthy.
Yeah.
Wes Welker's going to give you numbers.
But Andre Johnson's going to give you numbers. We're talking about Andre Johnson, the number one wide receiver. There's not anybody on this team that
fantasy numbers, brother. Trust me.
Oh, his fantasy numbers are off the charts. They max.
We'll have to look it up. That's why I didn't want to do this show without extensive research, man. Thank you, Will T. It's okay.
No, it's a good argument.
It's a
good argument.
All right, let's move on to defenses.
Defense? Research defense? That's you, Will T. That's me.
Houston is one of my sleepers. I told you with the division they're playing.
Oh, yeah.
They're good defense. Obviously, you have – I like the Chargers number one. I think you would agree.
I got Jets number one D.
Okay.
I like the Chargers defense.
Okay, I'll go Chargers number one. I'll go Jets two.
I have Steelers two.
I'll go Steelers three.
I have Chargers three.
I got Texans four.
Patriots four.
Number five. For me,
I know five's for me.
Who?
The Bears.
That's ridiculous. I go Packers 5. A lot of turnovers.
Yeah, Packers good. I have Packers 6.
The Eagles haven't cracked anybody's top 5 fantasy defenses, surprisingly. Why not?
Because they can't stop the run. And I think that's going to be a problem for them in the season. I think teams will try to run the ball more than trying to, like, pass the ball in that defense. So I think that's going to be their problem.
And outside of Asamoah, that secondary is questionable.
Yeah, because, you know, they're going to have that individuals who can't play the slot.
All right, who this year? I think we cover every position. We're not going to do kickers.
We do tight ends, though.
You want to do tight ends?
I do tight ends.
All right, go ahead.
Easy. Well, I'll go first. Gates. We can both say Gates is number one, right?
No, I'm going to go Dallas Clark with number one.
That's a good one. I won't argue that one. I got Gates. I have Vernon Davis, too.
Okay, I won't argue with that. That might not be who I go with, but.
Who would you go with, too?
Gates.
Yeah, that's smart. I got Dallas Clark, 3.
Dallas Clark is 3 for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Owen Daniels at number 3.
That's a good one. I'm biased on Chris Cooley, 4. That's an argument, though. Chris Cooley, 4 is biased. That is a biased one. But Chris Cooley, when he's healthy, is very productive. Then I have Jason Witten after that.
I got Jason Witten at 4. And who is actually my starting fantasy tight end. And at 5.
It's every year, right?
No.
Is that Fish?
I don't care about tight ends, to be honest with you. I've had them all. I've had Dallas Clark. I've had Gates. I've had everybody. And number 5, I like Greg Olsen, but he's in Carolina this year. That concerns me.
Yeah,
him
shocking.
I'm going to go with Tony Gonzalez, my man, number 5.
You should. So it rounds out. About the top 5.
Pretty much. I don't think we need to do kickers because.
No,
because
kickers don't. No, you can
who,
kick
who,
down
who cares? We've done every position, correct?
Yeah, we've done every position.
Including defense.
Yes. All
right, overrated. Who's the most overrated in fantasy this year? I'm going to go Aaron Foss, number 1. Sorry to say.
Aaron Foss, that's a good one. He is overrated.
You burping, dog. Thank you.
I'm sorry. It came out. I think one of the most overrated players in fantasy, I think he should be lower than a lot of other, like, I've seen this person higher than, like, a Jay Cutler. It's Matt Castle. I think he's so overrated in terms of fantasy football.
In terms of fantasy football, yeah.
Yeah, in terms of, I had to say it. and I tried, like, the longest not to say it. I tried the longest not to say it in terms. But I'm sure if you listen to the show enough, you probably heard me say
I'm going
to
go Flacco. I'm going to go Flacco.
You think, is he even rated higher?
He's rated higher than who you just named.
That was the actual top quarterback.
Look here, this will come as a surprise. I'm a Falcon fan. I'm going to go with Matt Ryan. Give him a chance to prove himself. He's a number two guy in a lot of people's leagues. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a guy on the sports crib who kept saying, I love Matt Ryan.
I know.
Please.
But it's a good.
He may not be overrated though. Maybe that's too strong.
Yeah, Matt Ryan has a good opportunity to put up big fans.
Peyton Hillis is overrated. I'm sorry.
You think so?
Yes, he's getting drafted higher than what he should be.
Because of 1 year? Yeah. Just like Arian Foster, 1 year. I'm gonna tell you a guy who I think has been hot. He's good, but I think he's been drafted higher than what anybody should really have expected. Is like Hicks. I think Hicks is getting drafted too high. I know he's good, but after one full season of truly starting and putting up those stats, you can't be in a league of Larry Fitzgerald. I've seen him being drafted before Larry Fitzgerald. Show me some consistency before you can, you know, be at that level. That's all I'm saying. I couldn't believe it when I saw it the first time.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? I've seen that, you know. I can't.
I'm going to say that your boy is overrated on San Diego, Ryan Matthews. Because he's not going to get the carries. Now, they are a passing team. They throw the ball all over the field, number one passing team last year. And then when you get down to the goal line, who's going to run it in?
I think Ryan Matthews is a sleeper. I think people are down on him. It's hard for him to be. I don't think it's hard for him to be overrated when he's not even rated anymore. He was overrated last
year. Okay, Ray Rice is overrated too. You have Ricky Williams.
Blasphemy.
Ricky Williams is going to get the goal line carries. Watch.
Ray Rice is not going to be overrated. We saw in our own league firsthand what Ray Rice can do. In our league, when someone traded him for nothing, for beans and corn.
All right, people who are underrated. I'm going to go Darren McFadden, number one. Darren McFadden is a dynamic football player who unfortunately plays for the Oakland Raiders. And for that reason, he goes under the radar. So I'm going to go Darren McFadden. And let's do top five. You want to do top five underrated, and we'll go back to overrated. We'll do our top five, and then we'll get ready to close the show out.
All right. My number one underrated player would be Santana Moss. I think if you look at Santana Moss's stats
like that
for the last couple of seasons, average over close to 1,000 yards, but yet you'll see other individuals get drafted over him nonstop. So Santana Moss, to me, is one of the most underrated fantasy football players, period.
Underrated? That's your number one number? Underrated? I already picked Darren McFadden. That's my number one.
Okay. Want me to go next?
Yeah, sure. You want to?
All right, sure.
Unless you want me to go.
You can go if you want to.
Number two, underrated.
Underrated.
I'm going to go Mike Wallace, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah. He has number one fantasy potential.
That's true.
But although he's drafted extremely late.
I'm going to give you one that plays for your team. I'm going to go Michael Turner. I think Michael Turner recently has been underrated. I think to me he should be up a little bit higher, you know, with the amount of touchdowns he gets and things of that sort. Almost to an extent where, you know, people at the same level as a Frank Gore, because a lot of times people pick Frank Gore so much higher than a Michael Turner. And Michael Turner, matter of fact, to me, gets drafted more 9 times out of 10 in the second round. It's most of these fantasy drafts.
Kyle Orton, for me, is underrated.
That should be like, no, yeah.
He's number three on my list.
Very underrated.
Self-explanatory.
Yes, very
self-explanatory. And you know, like I said, Sanchez gets more love than he does for whatever reason. I have no idea.
It makes no sense how much love Sanchez gets over. I'm going to go with... Actually, another running back. I'm going to go with D'Angelo Williams. I think it's like he's got the Roy Jones syndrome. Y'all must have forgot when he was healthy what he did for that Carolina Panthers team. D'Angelo Williams is one of the most dynamic running backs in the game when healthy. And I think in a lot of drafts, he's like damn near fourth round.
All right, this one is going to come a bit as a surprise. Maybe, maybe not. Jones-Drew. And the reason why is because he, out of all running backs, has the most on his shoulders. He never has the best quarterback play. He never has the best defensive play. But he somehow puts up numbers. And he always goes on a nice streak where he's, you know, catching out the backfield, doing everything.
I'm going to go with Chad Johnson. I'm not calling him Ocho Cinco. Chad Johnson to me is one of the most underrated players in fantasy football right now. I think people are remembering what happened last year, but the year before that, Chad Johnson still was ultra productive. And if you look at what he did, even last year, he got open. You know what I mean? He got open. He got deep. He got separation. So he still has separation.
He got open. He got deep.
Yeah, I know, right? And then I couldn't think of something to say, right? and he has Tom Brady, which would work out good for him. We saw what Randy Moss did with Tom Brady.
Is he really underrated, though? Or underappreciated? Or was that the same thing?
I mean, if you look at where he's drafted, there are a lot of wide receivers that he's better than that are getting drafted ahead of him. In fantasy
like
football.
Who?
He's better than Keem Nicks.
No, I was going to go overrated with him. Stole my thunder.
Yeah, he's better than Keem Nicks. He's better than he's better than Mario Manningham.
Jeremy Maclin.
He's better than Jeremy Maclin. He's better than Deshaun Jackson. He's better than Deshaun.
Fantasy. Jackson. We're talking fantasy now.
Look at the touchdown Deshaun Jackson gets. It's not like he's getting big plays.
He can do punt returns, yeah. Big plays.
But if you look at what if with a good quarterback, what Chad can do with a good quarterback, Chad can get you 10 touchdowns easy and give you over close to 1,300 yards. Easy. And Chad's more consistent. Because Deshaun Jackson will go games where he doesn't do anything and then have that big game, two, three games ahead of him down the road. And that's his season. You were talking about Wes Welker in terms of consistency. Chad, with a quarterback, can be consistent. Jackson will be here, there, one big game over there. Almost like you remember when we played like Justin in fantasy football. He only had that one game where he scored like 100 points. And that like sliced
the... Who's better, Dwayne Bowe or Ocho Cinco?
Because a quarterback, I would say Ocho Cinco.
Fantasy.
Because a quarterback, yeah. Because he's weakest to play with. That's going to dictate what he can do. If you think Castle's going to help Bo out more than Ocho, more than Brady can help out Ocho Cinco, excuse me, Chad Johnson, then you tell me. I just think that Brady can help out Chad Johnson better than Castle to Wayne Bo.
All right. Number five, underrated, I'm going to go Dwayne Bowe, just for that simple reason. A lot of people draft him around the sixth round area. Dwayne Bowe puts up a lot of numbers,
He puts up stats. I think Dwayne Bowe is awesome.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome. I don't think he's bad at all. I just think
I'm just saying he's underrated from a fantasy perspective. All right, let's go back to overrated. Let's do our top five quickly, and we'll close the show out. Arian Foster is number one for me. Overrated big time. I don't think he was even this year was worthy of being a first round pick, which he has been. And he's a first round pick with an injury that could keep him out for the first 4 weeks of the season potentially.
Who did I mention before? I don't remember the one I mentioned before.
Number two, I'm going with the one you mentioned before, Hakeem Nicks.
Yeah, okay, go
ahead. Hakeem Nicks. I had Hakeem Nicks a couple seasons ago when he was a rookie, and he put up good numbers, but that was his first good year. He was a surprise last year, actually. So to be, held in a higher regard than Ocho Cinco, no doubt.
I'm going to have one, a defense, the Ravens defense. I think it's a little bit overrated nowadays.
Heck yeah.
Especially with the secondary play, except for Ed Reed, it's not the same defense. It's good against the run, but against the pass, it can be exploited. That you can score on them. Pittsburgh and Big Ben show they can score on them. And that's what we're playing in week one. I don't like the Ravens defense in week one. So I would say the Ravens defense, a little overrated.
Yeah, I'm thinking Drew Brees is overrated, even though he's worthy of being, a starting quarterback in fantasy. But he's not on that Tom Brady, for fantasy stats, Tom Brady, Michael Vick level. Now, I'm pretty sure there's a bookworm out there that's going to Google it and go back and say, oh, no, his stats... Drew Brees overrated in general. Maybe I'm being biased, but this is a fantasy discussion.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned his name earlier, in compared to Chad Johnson, Deshaun Jackson.
He's overrated?
I think he's overrated to me. I think Deshaun Jackson, for where he gets drafted at, in comparison to what guy you named, Dwayne Bowe, or in comparison to a Chad Johnson, or this other, or even a Steve Smith, who I do think is one of the most underrated players in fantasy football. This guy gets drafted over these guys, and like I said, the guys I name can dominate a game consistently because they can do so much more. They're route running, they get open deep. DeSean Jackson is an explosive deep threat. Yeah, he does a kickoff return, a punt returns, and kickoff returns, and things of that sort. But wait, punt returns. But is he really that wide receiver that's going to catch 80 passes a game or 100? No, if you look at his stats, he barely catches about, he catches about 50. But he has explosive games where, you know, his stats get, like, steroid up. And then, you know, he has that kind of, you know, he has a good season.
I'm going for my fourth overrated. There's a lot of underrated people, too. Big Ben is underrated.
Yeah.
I'm going Steelers, overrated defense. Because, now, Bookworm, go look up the stats on this. The Steelers' numbers on defense aren't that much higher than teams such as the Buffalo Bills. Defensively, I'm dead serious.
You're talking about, like, what?
Fantasy-wise.
Oh, fantasy-wise.
They don't always – people pick them up sometimes as high as eighth. Sometimes higher than that. That's ridiculous for a defense. A defense should be picked number 14, and a kicker should be picked 15. Sorry to say. I got the Texans D. Watch they put up better numbers than Steelers. Bold prediction. Steelers are overrated on defense. You said the Ravens. I think the Steelers are a little more overrated than them. The Ravens are going off their legacy. And right now, I'm sorry to say, but the Cowboys defense has been overrated for fantasy.
Yes.
My gosh.
For
the
last
fifth.
Defense? For the team that finished last on defense last year?
Because they got Ryan now. So what?
Have you seen them in preseason?
Ryan, yeah, they have no corners.
They have no corners. That's the Cowboys are very overrated. Let's see.
I know. I got Miles Austin. So, I mean, I had an auto draft, by the way, people, for one of my drafts. So, the fact that I have Miles Austin, he has been, well, the last 2 years, he's been consistent. I will say that. But he might be overrated himself. But nobody talking about him this year. So, maybe I'll cut him out. He's not going to be my fifth. I don't want to make the Cowboys even as my fifth. A lot of people will probably say, you don't hold the Cowboys in high regard. I've been saying high regard a lot. I'm ready to get this over with, man.
It's good. I like the way you use it, man. Good, man. Let's see. This is only I'm saying he's overrated because I've seen him going first or even going over people like Phillip Rivers. And you do the stats. I think Phillip Rivers' stats are even way better than this individual, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is one of the...
He's not overrated, though.
Huh?
He's not overrated, but go ahead.
No, he's overrated to where he's going in the draft.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Aaron Rodgers is not...
Unbelievable.
You look at his numbers and scores touchdowns, it's not better than Tom Brady. Isn't better than Phillip Rivers, but he'll go over these guys in fantasy football. He'll go over these guys. I'm not saying he's an overrated quarterback or whatever. I'm just talking about in comparison to some of the guys they leapfrog him over. Those guys should be if you really want to go within fantasy football, they should be ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Only in that regard. I'm not talking about his play. He's so far down the list. I'm just saying that he's overrated to what people are drafting him at.
That's debatable, but I respect your opinion.
I respect your opinion, too. That's why you're one of my good friends.
To close the show out, I do have one more question. What favorable matchups do you like for week one? I like the Texans-Colts matchup so much. Now, Arian Foster's backup is not Steve Slayton, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it's Ward and Tate and Ben Tate.
I'm not going to say Texas running back. That's a fish answer. It's not specific. I like the Texans' defense. I've been saying against the Colts' offense. I like that. Although, it sounds like Matt Schaub's not going to play. You got Matt Liner, who's the manager. That could be an ugly 13-10 game if we're not careful. Hate to say, I like Brandon Jacobs' matchup against the Skins. LeRon Landry got bigger probably for that reason.
LeRon Landry's not even playing.
Well, I heard on the radio today that there's a chance he could play. They say he's yearning to play.
He's trying to, but he's not going to play.
I like Brandon Jacobs against Ahmad Bradshaw usually does well against the Redskins too.
It's only Ahmad. Is this defense different from last year's defense?
I like Brandon Jacobs against the Redskins defense.
I don't.
Why not?
Because the defense is way better than what you're comparing to last year's defense. But it's okay.
I like the Giants defense against one of them quarterbacks.
I would too. I'm
just kidding.
I would too.
The Redskins are going to have a decent season. We'll get there next week. We'll have so much to talk about next week.
Matter of fact, next week is going to be our NFL season opener.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. We got to get on the sports crib. Nah, not during the Thursday night game. Heck no.
It's not
a bad time. Sorry.
Yeah. It's the truth though. Unfortunately. But see, my matchup, honestly, I like San Diego Chargers against Minnesota. I like Phillip Rivers against that suspect Minnesota secondary. You know, they lost Madu Williams. Then they cut him out, right, basically.
They waved him.
They waved him. But still, I mean, if you look at the secondary, it's not the most impressive secondary. So I like Phillip Rivers against that secondary.
They don't have the Williams wall, no Ray.
Exactly.
Ray Edwards on the end.
And you can see, you'll see Ray's man, Vincent Jackson, and Malcolm Floyd do some damage. And you'll definitely, and I can guarantee Antonio Gates is going to touchdown that game.
I wish I knew who the Lions were playing week one.
It's not hard.
You can look that up. I like Romo's matchup against the Jets. A lot of people are sleeping.
I'm sleeping on that one too.
Because all you need is DeMarcus Ware hit Sanchez a fumble. You get Romo started at the 10-yard line. That's Romo to Witten, baby. My connection. Fantasy, baby.
The connection. All the job.
No, you know what? It's that you cannot be very definitive. Would we be surprised if Romo had a big game against the Jets? Probably not. Would we be surprised if he had a bad game? Probably not. So there's no surprises in that game. I'm serious. But Matt,
I like your point.
I've already named two. I'll name another one. As far as first,
I think Detroit has a favorable matchup too. That. In week one. But let me make sure.
You talked about Aaron Rodgers. Now he's playing against the New Orleans Saints defense.
He's going to fry New Orleans. I'm not going to lie to you. He's going to fry. He is going to fry the New Orleans Saints. At Lambeau, they getting the rings too. Oh, they already got their rings for sure. It's not like basketball. Well, they got, it's going to be some.
And I hate to say this is an obvious one, but Michael Vick against St. Louis. Good gosh.
It is.
He's going to have fun. I don't like the way they set the schedule up, man. I really don't. And then he comes to a dome in week two against Atlanta. They really... I'm at the bench him in my NFL.com league against Atlanta.
Oh man!
And start. I'll start Orton in week two maybe. But Michael Vick in that matchup. Hopefully, LeSean McCoy has a good game too.
Michael Vick is going to have a hell of a game. And I'm still taking. It's taking me forever to find this thing. I'm going to find it. I'm just going to go on Detroit's website to find it.
Oh, don't worry about it, man.
No, I found Tampa. Found it.
Oh, that's a good matchup. That's a good matchup. Well. Mike Williams is overrated.
I think so too. All right, we're agreeing. Yeah. I know somebody over here last year.
I know we went back and forth. Yeah.
I know, but he is overrated. Mike Williams is overrated to me. I like Josh Freeman, but I'm kind of think Josh Freeman is slightly
remember
overrated.
Remember Lauren Robinson? That was last season. Man, reminiscing.
Oh yeah. Roundtable discussion style.
You know who's underrated in fantasy? Daggone. I know we Steven Jackson. St. Louis.
He is on.
Now, Sam Bradford, you say, is the most accurate quarterback. I don't like his matchup against the Eagles. What matchups don't you like? Real quick. I know, man, fantasy is great. Thank you, Will.
What matchup I don't like. I really don't like Tampa versus the Detroit Lions. Damn, if it was in Detroit, I'd like it better.
You think Josh Freeman's going to have a good game against them? LeGarrette Blount against that wall?
LeGarrette ain't running.
He's overrated too.
Oh, highly overrated. Highly overrated. I don't know. People get LeGarrette Blount in keeper leagues and like he's something special.
I don't know. You're taking too long, man.
You stole it.
What matchups don't you like? You can't think of one?
I would say Tampa, but I don't like Detroit. I don't like that.
Oh, you did say that. Sorry.
I don't like it.
I apologize.
But what's one serious one I don't really like? Out of the main games. Actually, I can't think of it, dude. I'm just trying to think of it. Can't think of it. I can't because I don't have the schedule in my hand.
I don't like.
You want to talk about the main games?
No, I don't.
See Sam Bradford versus you chose that one. You said that already.
I know, but I do not like Jay Cutler against the Falcons. The Falcons defense.
Of course, you don't.
We're much better this year.
That's the biased one I've ever heard. One. I do not like. Jake.
I was going to say Kyle Orton. That's why I made a mistake. Kyle Orton used to be a Bears quarterback.
Threw me off for a second.
You cheating. You looking at this stat.
No, I didn't see it. Actually, I can see it now. No, actually, they only had the opening. They only have the beginning of the season. Jordan, go ahead. This is terrible. I like. I don't like Jason Campbell versus the Denver Broncos defense. Monday night. And I like
that's
Jason
the second Monday night game, right?
Yeah. No one watched the second Monday night
What's
game.
The first one?
Oh, it's a good game. It's the Jets versus... Oh, no, it's not Jets. It's the Dolphins versus New England. Shoot, whatever. Whatever. That's going to be a good game. Big Albert. Reggie Bush. Special game, dude.
Do the Ravens play the Steelers?
Yeah. That's a matchup. I don't like the Ravens. I don't like the Ravens defense versus Ben Roethlisberger. He
kill
owns
the
Ravens.
All right. The show goes on. We're struggling. Thank you, Will T, for this great topic. I won't say that again. But if you hung in there throughout the whole show, it wasn't a long show at all, so.
But it was an entertaining show, though.
Absolutely, man.
It was an entertaining show.
Just to remind you, you can catch the show on iTunes, also on walio.podbean.com, whichever one you're listening on. Check out the site, Green and Black. We haven't changed it yet.
Yeah.
We're going strong.
We do. And then you can also listen to us, like Ray said before, on the Apple G's radio show on Sundays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If I'm going to be there on Sunday.
In terms of shows.
I know, right? And you can, and you can also catch us on the Sports Crib sometimes on Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Not
Eastern
this
time.
Thursday. It's open a week of football. They should cancel the show.
Yeah, just check it out. You know,
I know you're dedicated,
www.blogradio.com/WCStillAFan.
I want to know how ESPN is hiring all these people. They've hired everybody. I just saw somebody new on there today.
They got Lindsey
Zarniak. I know they got, but I'm just saying they hired a new retired football player.
Oh, was it Woody?
Damian Woody, yeah. He's there. Is a lineman, though. Is that Damian Woody I'm thinking about?
Damian Woody was a lineman.
No, he's been on First Take for a while, though. It's somebody else.
You talking about Lomas Brown?
Lomas Brown's been on there.
Because Damian Woody just retired this year, didn't he?
Yeah. It's somebody else. It's burning me up. I can't think of who it is.
They have been hiring
a lot of experts. Now, is Marcellus Wiley still on there?
He should be.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Taking a break. I mean, they have too many, actually. I mean, it's like Ram.
Yeah, John Ritchie. I mean, he's been on there, too.
John Ritchie's okay, actually. Antonio Pierce.
Too many new players on there, man.
I know, man. Just get back to personality.
Anyway, to close the show out, I know I've been saying that for a while, but I want to get your opinion on one last thing.
Sure. Go ahead.
Players and tweeting. Should the NFL outlaw before games?
Before games? No, it's entertaining. We need it.
And college, man. You see Georgia talked all the trash against Boise on Twitter and lost.
Did they really?
Yeah, they talked a lot.
That's awesome.
We
need to tweet some trash.
I hate that word anyway. Thank you for tuning in this week. We'll catch you next week. I may not be here next week. I'm not sure at this point. It depends on how.
If that's the case, then I might have to do a solo show because I don't know if I can rely on Will T of late.
Yeah, Will T was a late scratch. Anyway, check out Steven Strasburg. We didn't show him any love. We're a DC show. We'll see what his numbers look like when we get off. You already know by the time you listen to the show. But if you're at work, man, just let it ride. Urban Sports Center.